Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Massachusetts. Today's date is Thursday, September 2nd. Today we're reading from the Big Book, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting, by the way. Today we're reading from the Big Book, and we're in the chapter Into Action on page 83, paragraph 1, which begins with, "Yes, there's a long period of reconstruction ahead." Today's readers are Christina M. for the 12 Steps, Laura R. for the 12 Traditions, Barbara W., Mary B., and Anne Marie M. are our Big Book readers. And our newcomer greeter is Barbara W. She'll greet newcomers at the end of the meeting. Please share. Stay on the line for that, and Shelley E. will close us out with some announcements. The reference number for yesterday's meeting, and that would be Wednesday, September 1st at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, is 17667. That's 17,667. And the reference number for this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for Thursday, September 2nd, is 17675. That's 17,675. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating and compulsive food behaviors can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Christina M. to please read the 12 steps.
Good morning. My name is Christina M., and I'm a compulsive overeater in Massachusetts. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, thought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Christina M. And now Laura R., will read the 12 traditions for us. Thank you, Laura R.
Hey, you're welcome. Good morning. This is Laura R., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Greeley, Colorado. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, our loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. less problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We didn't always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Laura R. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery that are described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted using star 1, please. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're in the chapter Into Action on page 83, reading and commenting on paragraph 1, which Barbara W. will do for us right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your service. And I'm Barbara W. from Washington State. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Grateful to serve. Yes, there is a long period of reconstruction ahead. We must take the lead. A remorseful mumbling that we're sorry won't fill the bill at all. We ought to sit down with the family and frankly analyze the past as we now see it, being very careful not to criticize them. Their defects may be glaring, but the chances are that our own actions are partly responsible. So we clean house with the family, asking each morning in meditation that our Creator show us the way of patience, tolerance, kindliness, and love. Oh, I have this paragraph highlighted and underlined and noted, but the word that jumps out to me is that first line of reconstruction. And construction to me would mean building it for the first time. That's what it means to me. But reconstruction means in relationships, it would mean being able to mend, to heal a relationship, such as I have a son who has announced that he's moving out of Washington State down to Florida, of all places, with his family. And I'm not so sure I responded in exactly the way he expected. I was extremely upset and crying. And I apologized. And it's an ongoing thing with reconstructing that relationship. And since then, I have come to a place of acceptance that he is a man of 46. He has a family. He is making his own choices. And whether or not he falls flat on his face, or that ends up being a great success, is not up to me. That reconstruction is up to me as God working through me, showing me the wisdom that I need to be his mother and keep letting go of him
he's still that little boy. He is 4 years old, dressed in a pilgrim uniform, a pilgrim costume. He's not anymore. He's 40 years older than that. And also another line that is, I say it to myself, kindliness, patience, tolerance, and love. Kindliness, patience, tolerance, and love needs to be my byword with everyone I meet and talk with and relate to. And people commented that I do that. Now, am I perfect? Of course not. But that reconstruction is always, my children were raised by two compulsive overeaters. His dad just passed 2 months ago, partly from his obesity. And you know, I just need to be the best mom. No, I won't replace his dad. Of course not.
Gentle reminder.
And with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Barbara W. So we appreciate everybody's experience. We do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared since Monday and you'd like to comment, please press star 1 to unmute and let me know.
This is Irene. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can, Irene. What's the first initial of your last name?
Irene B. from Louisiana.
Thank you, Irene B. You're the first on
Laura
the list.
W.
Laura W., number 2.
Naomi S.
Uh-oh. Let's try that again.
Teresa C.
Donna B.
Teresa C. Donna B. I thought I had somebody else in there. Naomi and Anne Marie. I didn't catch your initial, Naomi, but you can let us know when you share. So we've got Irene B., Laura W., Teresa C., Donna B., Naomi, and Anne-Marie M., which is a great lineup. So if you are not Irene B., please press star 1 to mute your phone. And please share with us, Irene.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your service. My name is Irene B., gratefully recovered bulimic from Louisiana, and I'm starting my timer now. I absolutely have adored meditating by listening to the previous meeting and previous share on this paragraph. For me, it seems most powerful. Reconstructing, yes, most definitely reconstructing, making amends, making things better. And for me, I am the victim. I have a victim mentality. It's all about poor me. Look at the things that were done to me. Oh, isn't it tragic? Oh, it's horrible. And what I didn't realize was that I was a reactor. I reacted to the pain that was inflicted on me. And as I reacted, I hurt other people as well. I never saw that. And I'm so grateful that this program and you guys, oh my gosh, you guys, I'm so grateful for each and every one of you who are so humble, honest, and have such clarity that are able to see all the things that that we do, that I do, that hurt other people. And I can see very denial, the big
Irene, you're kind of fading in and out here.
In passive aggressive ways, I've offended, I have ran the show, and have hurt many people in the process. And this thing about making amends, you know, yeah, it's like you don't want to own it. You know, my husband, he doesn't like to apologize. And when he's being very, very wrong, and I've called them on it, it's like he, and it's like, okay, then, I'm sorry. Okay, so is that really an apology? And do I do that? And is it my job to point it out when everybody else does anything wrong, when I myself, I'm not perfect yet. I've not achieved perfection. And I have to look at my part. Oh, there's my time. Okay, so I have to pass, but I want to say that I need to own my part. And that way, the reward for me is I come out of victimhood into triumph. Because when I own my part, I am no longer a victim. I have had a hand in it. And if I've had a hand in it, I can, not that I can fix it.
Thank you very much, Irene. So Laura W., you are up next, and you'll be followed by Teresa C. Please go ahead, Laura W.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Hear you great, Laura. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks. Good morning, everyone. This is Laura W. I'm a recovered compulsive eater, anorexic, and exercise bulimic in South Jersey. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We actually had a literal tornado touch down here in New Jersey last night, and I woke up this morning and it is sunny and cool and beautiful out and the sky is blue and it looks like a picture perfect day, yet there is a massive destruction in certain towns here in New Jersey. And thank you God that my house and family and property is fine, but it's going to take weeks to clean this stuff up, these trees. And that just reminded me of what we just read, because there's a long period of reconstruction ahead. You know, there's work that needs to be done. We can't just wake up and say, I'm abstinent, hooray, you know, pat me on the back. A remorseful mumbling that we're sorry does not fill the bill. Living amends is what I need to do with my family, because honestly, for me, my family, my husband, my kids, my mom, my sister, that's the toughest place for me to work this program. It's really easy for me to be kind, loving, generous, to my sponsees, to my sponsor in the meeting rooms, even to the clerk at the store. But when I come home and I find that people left their dishes in the sink, or you know, there's dog hair everywhere, I get irritated, you know. And it's amazing, because I'm going to say this with humility and gratitude, that I woke up today. Today is my 17-year anniversary of abstinence recovery and being in OA. And I've been in OA for many years, but the last 17 years have been clean, have been, I have not restricted, I have not binged, I have not purged, I have not eaten my alcoholic foods. And I'm saying that with humility and gratitude, because that is a true 100% miracle, because left to my own devices, I would be 6 feet under. There's no doubt in my mind. So something greater than myself, my higher power, has done this for me. But I have to clean house on a daily basis. It sure is a long period of reconstruction, and I just need to be honest and take action on a daily basis. You know, weighing and measuring my food is not enough. Action, action, action. I'm so grateful for this meeting, and I just have to live this program one day at a time, and I'll get what I got yesterday. Thanks for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Lord W., and congratulations on 17 years of abstinence. It truly helps you deal with tornadoes better. Sorry about that. Okay, Teresa C., you are up next, followed by Donna B. Please go ahead, Teresa. Star 1 to unmute. Teresa C.?
What? Sorry about that. I thought I just unmuted myself, but I guess I muted myself. Teresa, compulsive overeater. Teresa C., compulsive overeater and food addict in recovery from Jersey. I want to say that I wanted to thank Barbara for her mentioning about seeing her son still as her child, because what I was dealing with yesterday was my dad still seeing me as a child. And I ended up having to do a couple of 10 steps yesterday because of a situation that came about, and I noticed that I was not right, feeling resentful, angry, and really having to, even after the 10 steps, do a lot of prayer that I'd be able to see things in a different way. I knew that I had to, look at it with love, but it really helped me when I thought about, I knew I was being treated like a child, but see it in a different way is to say, he is seeing me still as his child. And that's what parents do. So I was really grateful for that. That helped me a lot. And then also, the last few words, patience, tolerance, kindness, and love. I can remember to keep that in my heart. I think I can, take care of, the feelings that I've had, the resentment and anger, that I can turn that around into patience, tolerance, kindness, and love. And what's interesting is that I just had my dad accidentally phoned me like 5 o'clock this morning, and I called him back just to make sure everything was okay. And just before we hung up, he's like, love you. And I'm like, oh, love you too. So that really helped to dissipate some of those negative feelings that I was feeling. And that's what I have to share on this paragraph. Thank you. I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Teresa C. Donna B., you're up next, followed by Naomi. Please go ahead, Donna.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Donna B. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic. And this phrase, a long period of reconstruction ahead, I refer back to it often when speaking with my fellows, because on the one hand, it can appear to be very pessimistic, like it's this long road of reconstruction, it's just going to go on forever, and I created so much destruction and so much just wreckage in my past that I'm just going to have to dedicate my whole life to rebuilding it. But that's not really how I hear the sentence. I think of it as so optimistic and so hopeful, because I can see how much of my life has been reconstructed in the period of time that I have been in OA, and to imagine that if I continue on this journey, there will be more and more and more to be rebuilt and even optimized, right? I mean, the things that I may have built early in my life would have been built with childhood blueprints. And now as an adult, being led by my higher power, the blueprints for the reconstruction have the potential to just be amazing, phenomenal. So when I'm in a conversation with a fellow and I hear that pessimism and dread and kind of a feeling of stuckness, I refer back to the sentence and I think, it's amazing. There's so much time still ahead of us, so much still to grow and to thrive and to prosper. As I work this program. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Donna B. Naomi, you're up next. Can you let us know the first initial of your last name, please? I didn't get that. And you'll be followed by Emily M.
Good morning. This is Naomi S., as in Sam, in Central Oregon.
Thank you.
And I'm new to OA. As new as I am to Vision. So thank you everyone for faithfully showing up and holding this space for us newcomers. Thank you for the warm welcome. And I am ready for a sponsor, so I will be calling someone at the end. And to share on the reading, I had to jump in because the part that just like hit me like a gust of wind was we must take the lead. And frankly, analyze the past as we now see it. And then the chances are that our actions are partly responsible. So the way that this played out, Spirit, great Spirit intervened in my life recently was there were some massive issues in my marriage that were not sustainable. There were some behaviors from my partner that were not sustainable. And I went to the way that I was interpreting their behaviors was through an injured lens, through a victim lens, through a a woe is me, I shouldn't be treated this way, I shouldn't be interpreted this way, they're not seeing me, they're not understanding me, they're not valuing me and respecting me. And I had this epiphany, this like realization, and then I went to them and I said, well, first I said to myself, okay, this is the way it's been, but what do I want to create moving forward? What dynamic do I want to create moving forward, whether it's with my spouse or not? And then I had this epiphany of, I created this dynamic, and I've only been with my partner for 5 years. My disease has been really strong for those 5 years, and I had this epiphany that my partner has only been behaving in the way that I taught him to. He's only been treating me the way that I've been treating myself. He's only been mirroring my behavior to myself. And so I went to him and I acknowledged that and I took responsibility for that. And I said, hey, I apologize. I'm responsible for this, and this is what you can expect from me moving forward. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Naomi S. So Anne-Marie M. is up next, and after Anne-Marie shares, we'll be taking more, another lineup on page 83, paragraph 1, Yes, There's a Long Period of Reconstruction. Please go ahead, Anne-Marie.
Good morning, Elaine. Thank you so much for this meeting. And I'm Anne-Marie M., recovered through God's grace, living in South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. What came out to me, and they must have just added this to the book since I last read it, this one phrase, as we now see it. We ought to sit down with the family and frankly analyze the past as we now see it, being very careful not to criticize them. I am recovered. I've been through the steps, and now I can see my part so clearly. It's like I have a new pair of glasses on, as there's a book written by that by Chuck, somebody. Anyway, I can very clearly see my part in my resentment, and I can give you a very clear example of something that just happened last night with my daughter. And I appreciate what was just said. My granddaughter's waking up. Oh, okay, here we go. Up you go. I really appreciated what was just said about, oh my gosh, my mind went blank. My daughter was, she's 37, by the way, 36. By the way, and was asking how long does it, she doesn't cook. How long does it take to defrost and cook a hamburger? And I had a call at 8 o'clock, and here it is, 10 of 8, and she's asking how, she just asked how to cook a hamburger. And she said, if not, I'm going to have cereal. And she's nursing this beautiful grandbaby of mine. And of course, I want her to have something healthy, a protein. I don't want her to have just cereal. And so I go ahead and start making the hamburger and then she asks about French fries. So I'm making all this stuff in a hurry and getting more and more angry that she is not cooking her own dinner. And I recognized it within 10, 15 minutes, I recognized that it was me, my people pleasing, and my control that was causing this problem of that I was being resentful, and I'm looking at her because she's not cooking her own meal. She never even asked me to cook a meal. She just asked me a question. So, as I see it now, how my character defects kick in, and how easily I turn it around and blame the other person for getting me angry. I wish I had remembered what the person just said before me, but it just struck me. And I also want to thank anyone who says that they've got long-term abstinence, that they're celebrating an anniversary. Thank you so much for that, and congratulations. Thank you so much for giving me hope, you know, and it does give me a lot of hope.
Gentle reminder.
So that's it, and I pass. Thank you, and sorry for the interruptions.
Oh, it was great to hear, Nicolette. Thank you, Anne-Marie. Okay, so that we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared since Monday and you'd like to get in the line up, please press star 1 to unmute and let me know. Anybody want to share?
Kathleen Rose.
Hoodie R.
Kathleen. Hoodie.
Kathleen W.
Kathleen W. Anybody else? We've got plenty of room. Okay, I got Hoodie R and Kathleen W. Please go ahead, Hoodie, and we'll take some more after that.
Hi, this is Hoodie R, recovered compulsive overeater. Thank you so much, Elaine, for leading this meeting. When I heard this paragraph, I relate to identify and write very, very well with it. And, there's been a long period of reconstruction ahead. And I just think about someone who, let's say, for example, has spine surgery, and they lose all feeling and all physical strength, and they have to start over from the beginning with building their strength. And, that person would just like, you go to therapy, and I want to go once, and then I want it to all come back 1, 2, 3. But no, it's a period. It's a process. You have to keep on constantly, building yourself up, building up your endurance, building up everything. And so the same thing with my life. I've been in active addiction for so long. And, and I had no, I was living in the bedevilments. I was afraid of, I had no personal relationship, no relationship at all. And I stopped growing emotionally. And now today I get to, build up the process, learn this new skill set, practice it every single day, try to be a good Samaritan every single day. But you know what? I have to remember that I am not here to change anyone else. And I am powerless over people, places, and things. I am powerless over them. Their defaults could be staring me in the face. And they could do things that upset me. But you know what? I am in the wrong, too. I tell others how to treat me. And today, I have to practice working. I have to work. Go through this. Do the steps. Work through the inventory process. And give it over to God. And then let go of it. And allow God to show me what my next corrective measure should be. And so there is a long period of reconstruction. It's not going to be built overnight. I did not get into the position over 1, 2, 3 the way I was. And it's a journey. And as long as I just keep staying in the book and I keep coming to meetings and I keep on, delving into to my part and stay on my side of the street, I'm going to be able to, show others how to treat me because, I can't blame the way other people treat me because I allow that blame. I have to stop with the guilt, stop being guilty for being me and just living in recovery today. And I'm so, so grateful to be on the line with all of you and to keep on learning that, this is not an overnight matter. And the 12 steps and this recovery is not like, okay, I sign myself in here, I'm going to lose the weight, and then I'm going to leave here and I'm going to be fixed. Because this
gentle
is a
reminder.
And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Hudi R. and Israel. Okay, so we do ask that if you've shared in the last 3 days that you allow other people time to share, but we would like to hear from you. So if you'd like to comment on page 83, paragraph 1, please press star 1 to unmute. Oh, wait a minute. I still have Kathleen W. I'm sorry. Kathleen W., you're up next, and then we'll take a lineup. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kathleen W. Do you hear me?
I do hear you. It's got some background noise, but we hear you good. So please go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm outside. I'll make this short. Kathleen W. from Illinois, recovered, and very grateful to be part of this meeting today, taking my seat today. I haven't participated in the shares recently, but so much in this paragraph, oh my heavens, and I certainly need to hear this. We must take the lead, being very careful not to criticize them. Their defects may be glaring, but the chances are that our own actions are partly responsible. Asking each morning in meditation that our Creator show us the way of patience, tolerance, kindliness, love. Hearing, I need to own my part. I need to leave the victim mentality that keeps me, locked in and unable to grow. And I'm grateful for the shares. Having to take the lead, so I don't want to take the lead so much of the time. I'm thinking, why don't they take the lead? Why don't they do it? And so it's kind of pained me to read this. We must take the lead. And I can only say, God, help me to do that. Help me to take the lead. Help me to come forward with what my part is, and clean up my side of the street. I did an amends to my husband just recently that was the most ridiculous, horrible amends I've ever made to anybody. And the next day I had to make an amends for the amends because I did everything that this paragraph says not to do. I did take the lead. However, I criticized him in the long run, pointing out his defects. The truth was the whole thing happened because of my dishonesty. And that's what I was making the amends about. I was dishonest about this. It wasn't entirely truthful, but I didn't want to really own that entirely. I went on to his defects, and I really saw, I needed to own my part. I was dishonest about this, and not go into what his glaring defects were. And it was not, it had not to do with him at all. It had to do with I did not want to be honest even about my dishonesty. And so thank God we have these steps. Thank God we have this program. I was able to go back to my husband and make it right and admit, I didn't want to be honest about my dishonesty. And then thank God because he's doing this work in my heart. And I love this asking each morning in meditation, this patience, this tolerance, this kindliness, and love. Thank God we have this design for living. And I'll pass with that.
Thank you very much, Kathleen W. Okay. And we have time for about three more shares if anybody would like to comment on this important paragraph.
Elaine S.
Dara. Elaine S. Dara?
Yep, Dara C.
Dara C.
Maureen B.
I heard Elaine G. I'm not sure if there'll be time, but we'll put you in here just in case. Okay. So I've got Elaine S., Dara C., Maureen B., and Elaine G. So please share with us, Elaine. Elaine F., as in Sam? Elaine, we're not hearing you. Star one to unmute. Okay, why don't we try Dara C., and we'll come back to Elaine S. Can I be heard?
Oh, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, Dara C., please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for your service. This is Dara C. I am newly recovered in Wilmington, Delaware, and this is a paragraph that I've got flagged and underlined and highlighted. It's a beautiful paragraph. There are some days where I'm really impatient and frustrated with myself when my defects are popping up a lot, and then there are some days where I really can just take a breath and see the beauty in the process, because this is a process for a lifetime, and really there's no finish line here, and there really is beauty in the process. So the other day, and I'm on a really tight budget these days, and I'm trying to really, like, be good, but it was one of my best friend's birthday, and I took her out to lunch, I bought her lunch, I had got her a gift, and it was something that I thought she would love. Put a lot of thought into it, time into it, spent money on it, gave it to her, and she made not one, two, three, but about five passive-aggressive comments about how it was not what she wanted, and she wished I had gotten her something else instead, and I was sitting there immediately, like I was watching my own life, I could see it in real time, that this was exactly behavior I had done before to my mother, to my husband, just being ungrateful, being a brat, just not considering the other person's feelings at all, just complaining about, no, this is wrong, it's not what I want. And it was really just such a beautiful lesson that I needed to learn. I needed to feel what it felt to be on the other side of there. And I didn't lash out at anger, and I just, you know, I let her be, and I accepted her as she was. It definitely hurt my feelings. But it wasn't a resentment. It didn't grow into full resentment, because I could see immediately that I had done the same thing. And I was so glad I could feel that, because now I really, really don't think, I mean, I can't promise, but I don't think that I'll ever act that way again, now that I know what it's like to be on the receiving end. You know, like when I was in my selfishness, I wasn't considering the other person at all. It was just what I wanted, when I wanted it, and, like, not even considering that other people have feelings. And I was so grateful for that lesson the other day. And so I love this paragraph, especially that we ask our Creator to show us the way of patience, tolerance, kindliness, and love. And that applies to me, too, that I show myself some patience and some tolerance and some kindliness and some love, because I am not perfect. And I still do have defects, and I still will have to clean up my stuff as I move forward. But it's okay. The beauty's in the process. As long as I'm putting one foot in front of the other, I'm doing okay. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Dara C. Elaine S., you are up next, followed by Maureen B.
Hi, Elaine. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you just fine, Elaine.
Oh,
thank
wonderful.
You.
First, I want to thank you, Elaine, because I'm also Elaine, as I'm from Southern California. And I think some people call me because they think I'm you, which I love. So I want to thank you for that, because I've gotten some terrific outreach calls that I don't think were initially intended for me. And what I wanted to say about this paragraph is that it allows me to accept my, you know, the human beings in my life and outside of my life for as they are, and to love them and to not criticize them and to just appreciate them being in my life and just not having the expectation of them being perfect. And it's really, you know, the word recovery is such a stigmatized word in OA in a lot of ways, and I know that I am recovered, but what that really means to me is that I'm abstinent and I'm at peace and joyous, really feeling joy and love for human beings. And I'm so grateful to everyone in this program, everyone in OA, abstinent or not, who's working the program. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Elena. Thanks for your kind words. I'm actually from Southern California, so that's so cool. That's cool. Okay, so Maureen B. is up next, and Elaine G., we looks like we're going to have time for you. So I'm so happy about that. So Maureen B., please go ahead, and Elaine G. will follow you.
Yeah, hi, everybody. This is Maureen B. from Michigan. I've been sitting here all week listening to this paragraph, the previous paragraphs, and wanting to share because I just need to hear myself say to all of you the obvious, that I am imperfect, make a lot of mistakes, and I'm not a horrible, shitty, awful, bad, horrific person who needs to punish herself because of that. I need to hear myself say that because I've spent so many years because of making mistakes, because of hurt, when I feel like I've hurt somebody, because I feel, you know, I've done something that I'm imperfect, I've felt like I had to punish myself, I had to hurt myself, and food was my weapon of choice. And you know, I'm working on another fourth step right now. I'm looking at a lot of these defects. It's really painful, it's really hard, but just to admit to myself and to others, I make mistakes, and I'm going to keep on making mistakes. And it doesn't mean that I'm a loser or that I'm awful. It just that I'm human, and I'm trying to do, you know, making my amends. As I heard someone sharing earlier about we teach other people how to treat us. And I realized, you know, I've been married 34 years and I've taught my husband quite well how to not treat me well because I wasn't treating myself well. And there is a lot of a long road to reconstruction, and I don't know. But a day at a time, it's respecting myself and loving myself and trying to teach others. I can't make them love and respect me, but I can certainly say when I'm willing to accept and when I'm not, or what hurts and what feels nice. So I need to take myself out of that victim. And also, you know, when I hear myself, I say that I'm a victim, I want to like pound my chest, like, oh my gosh, I'm a victim. I don't have to be so dramatic about it. Just state it. This is what I've been doing, and stop it. Just stop it. What's the opposite? And start living in the opposite. And that's where I think all these years I would go down this tunnel of, oh my gosh, and making
sense a reminder.
Yeah, thank you, Elaine. Anyways, thank you, everybody, for listening to me, and grateful to be here, and so grateful for all of you. Maureen from Michigan.
Thank you very much, Maureen. And Elaine G., I sincerely apologize. I just miscalculated completely, and it is time for us to close the meeting. So hope to hear from you another day. Okay. Thank you, everyone who shared. We're now going to transition the meeting by reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Mary B. please read a vision for you?
May I be heard, Elaine?
Yes, Mary.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sweetie. Okay. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who's still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.